One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi everyone, I'm Haley. I watched a video on this channel and there was this girl who was saying my parents loved my little sister more than me and complaining about how they were treating her sister better. I was really moved by that girl's story because I'm going through something similar. But in our house, it's only my mother who discriminates between her children. My dad would never do such a thing. The object of my mother's affection, the one she loves the most, is my brother, Aiden. Please don't get me wrong. I don't think it's my brother's fault. It's all about my mom. I don't know why, but she is very tolerant and loving towards Aiden. But when it comes to me, she bosses me around and criticizes me all the time. For my mom, my brother is always the priority. I, on the other hand, come after him. For example, what you see is my brother's old phone. This is what I'm using right now. I'm almost finishing high school, but my parents still haven't bought me a new phone. They would always give me one of their old ones. Last month, they bought Aiden a brand new phone as a present, and I got his old one instead. Even though he's 5 years younger than me, I'm the one getting hand-me-downs. It's supposed to happen the other way around, so I guess that makes me an exception. As I said at the beginning, my dad really loves both my brother and me. He doesn't treat us differently. But he works a lot and doesn't have too much free time. So my mother is the one who ends up shopping for all our gifts. Now I'm going to list all the gifts that my mom recently got for my brother and me, so you can better understand what I'm dealing with here. 1, a laptop for my brother. A karaoke mic for me. Yes, a karaoke mic. When I asked her, why did you get me this? My mother said, you're always singing to yourself in your room. That's why I thought you'd like it. 2, an awesome bike for Aiden. A book about Albert Einstein for me. My mother's explanation for this one is that I love reading. Yes, I do love reading, but don't you think it's unfair that my brother is getting a bike and I'm getting a book? And finally, the most expensive smartphone for my brother and a cinnamon-scented candle for me. I repeat, a smartphone for my brother, a candle for me. I was shocked when we opened our presents. My face was flushed with anger when I said, Mom, what the heck? My mother pretended she was really surprised and said angrily, Haley, you love cinnamon. Your room will smell delicious. Oh, this is too much. You're not happy with anything. I can't say anything, even though I'm being treated so unfairly all the time. Why? Because my mother thinks she can walk all over me just because she's my mother. She shuts me up every time without even listening to what I'm saying. She never lets me answer her. She's always right because she's the mother. She's smarter than everyone because she's the mother. Only she knows what's right because she's the mother. I can give you 1,000 examples of how she treats us differently. For example, she thinks Aiden is talented in every possible way and of course supports him all the time. My brother watches a couple of chess videos on YouTube, so my mom goes out and buys him a nice chess set. Or he sees his friend playing guitar and wants one too, so she buys him one right away. What happens every time is that Aiden forgets about them after a few days and moves on to something else. And still my mother keeps buying him more and more stuff. However, when it comes to me, she does the complete opposite. Ever since I was little, I loved drawing. I think I'm pretty good at it too. For a while, I was interested in oil painting. I was watching oil painting tutorials on YouTube all day long, one after the other. Even though I kept asking my mother to get me art supplies, she never did. So I saved up my allowance and ordered them online. When the materials arrived, I immediately started experimenting on the canvas. When my mother came into my room, she saw the tubes of oil paint, the brushes, and the canvas. She laughed and said, "Don't you think all this is a little too much for someone who can only draw stick figures?" Okay, I realize I may not be Frida Kahlo, but don't you agree that it's simply wrong for a mother to say such things to her daughter? She's been treating me like this for so long that I was wondering if all mothers are like this, and I'm just exaggerating. But my friends have pretty normal relationships with their mothers. They get along really well. Some of them are even friends with their mothers. My mother, on the other hand, criticizes me all the time. My hobbies, my clothes, the shows I watch, the way I eat. She always criticizes everything I do, and I mean everything. She's watching me all the time. It's as if she's going out of her way to find something wrong with me. You know what the worst part is? I think the real reason why my mother behaves this way is gender discrimination. That means she doesn't love my brother more because he's younger, but because he's a boy. I can give you many examples of this too. For example, even though I really want to go to college, my parents are not planning to send me to one. But even though my brother is only 12, we already know what he's going to study in college: chemical engineering. But do you know why? Because my dad owns a company that produces plastic kitchenware. My mother wants Aiden to study chemical engineering so that he can manage the business in the future. So you see, my mother is grooming my brother to take over the family business down the line. And she doesn't think I could do it. It's easy to see why. Because my mother thinks a factory can only be run by a man, and that is my brother, Aiden. I know very well that the real reason is gender discrimination, but my mother doesn't accept it. Once, when we were talking about college, she said, "Honey, unfortunately, I'm not sure you would do well in college." I asked, "Mom, why do you think that?" As if she didn't want to upset me, she said, "You know why." "What do you mean?" I insisted, and she replied, "Did you forget about the test?" I was so shocked when I heard that. When I was 13 and Aiden was 8, my aunt, who's a psychologist, gave us an IQ test. It was this simple test made for kids. It wasn't something to be taken seriously, in my opinion. The test results said my IQ was 105 and my brother's 115. According to my aunt, getting 90 to 110 points indicates average intelligence, whereas 110 to 120 points indicates above average intelligence. Based on this simple test, my mother concluded that I wouldn't do well in college. According to her, only my brother could go to college because he has above normal intelligence. That means that if for some reason I'd gotten anything less than 90, my mother would have thought I was stupid. I got really mad at my mother after what she said about the IQ test. And unfortunately, I did something I would later regret, something that was out of character for me. This is the first time I'm admitting this. I went to the bathroom and thought about my mother saying, "You won't be able to go to college because you're not as smart as your brother." It really hurt me that she could think this way. I started crying. As I was looking in the mirror, I suddenly noticed my mother's toothbrush. So I grabbed it and dipped it into the toilet bowl. I thought I was punishing my mother. It was something I never should have done, and I would undo it now if I could. My mother probably brushed her teeth with that toothbrush that night. After I went to bed, I deeply regretted what I'd done. I got up, went to the bathroom, and washed her toothbrush for a long time. Unlike my mother, my grandmother loves Aiden and me equally. For our birthdays, she buys us the same presents. When she gives us money, she lets us know that we're both receiving the same amount. I wish my mother were more like her own mother. This one time, my grandmother, my mother, and I went shopping. We were supposed to get dresses for my cousin's wedding. We went into a store to look for a dress for me. I picked 3 dresses to try on. After putting on each dress, I went out to show them to my mother and grandmother to see what they thought. While my grandmother was making comments, my mother did not say a word. When I put on the last dress, I said, "Mom, you didn't say anything." Do you know what she told me? "Haley, unfortunately, no dress ever looks good on you. But don't be upset, it's not your fault. You got your dad's genes when it comes to your looks. No one on your father's side looks good, no matter what they're wearing. Your brother, on the other hand, got his genes from me. He looks so good in everything, so it's easy to shop for him. I think we should accept this as a fact and not spend any more time shopping for you." Yes, that's exactly what my mother said. Naturally, both my grandmother and I were shocked. Trying to hide her anger, my grandmother said, "Why are you being so mean? Haley is a very pretty young girl. She looks good in whatever she's wearing. There must be something wrong with your eyes." Then she turned to me and said, "My dear Haley, all 3 dresses looked so good on you. We're getting them all. I'm going to the register to pay. You can decide later which one to wear to the wedding." Because I'd gotten used to my mother's behavior, I didn't get too upset that day, but my grandmother was furious with her. Friends, it feels really good to tell you all about this. Thank you so much for listening to my story. It's definitely not fair for parents to favor one kid over another. I'm sure some of you are dealing with a similar situation. If you write about your experience, you'll let it out and feel much better. I'll be waiting for your comments. See you.
Hi, friends. My name is Riley, and this is Gianna. We went to the same high school. We were good friends and saw each other all the time. We would go over to each other's house after school. Our families were both well off. We'd go shopping on the weekends and buy gifts for each other. And we went on vacations together. Gianna's family is still very rich. But unfortunately, my dad went bankrupt. He had to sell off everything we owned to pay off his debt. We had a beautiful house. We had to sell it and move to a small apartment instead.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Gianna came to visit a week later. As I was showing her the apartment, she was looking around quietly. Finally, she said, "You said the apartment was small, but this is tiny." "I think my room is bigger than this whole place," she said. I noticed the condescending look on her face, but I thought, "No way, I must be imagining it." Then she said, "Did you rent this place furnished? Everything looks so old, and nothing matches." That's when I knew I wasn't wrong. She was looking down on me. I never expected this from her. True, we weren't rich anymore, but I was still the same person. What difference did it make for her whether I was rich or poor? In my room, I offered her to sit on the bed. "Let me get us something to drink," I said. Gianna stared at the bed. She brushed off the spot where she was going to sit as if it were dirty.
Ew.
She seemed disgusted. "Are you sure you'll be able to live in a place like this?" "I'd be so mad at my dad if I were you," she said. "Why would I be mad at my dad? He's made sure I've had a great life until now. It would be unfair to blame him for things that weren't his fault. This could happen to anyone. Even you," I said. Gianna said, "I don't understand why you protect your father. Don't get me wrong, but my dad is not a loser like yours. I don't think he'd ever put me in such a situation." This was too much. I said, "Gianna, you better watch what you say. You can't talk about my father like that. He's a really good person." Gianna left soon after this. The next day, I was surprised when she came up to me at school. She said, "Riley, I'm sorry. You're my best friend. I said those things yesterday only because I care about you." I forgave her because I thought she understood her mistake, but I would soon discover that I was wrong. And once again, Gianna would disappoint me. That evening, my mom and I were making dinner in the kitchen. My dad came home. He kissed my mom and me. Those days, he was working two jobs. He would leave his day job and come home. He would eat dinner with us. Then he would go to his second job. Both of his jobs were far from home, but really close to each other. I said, "Dad, are you coming all the way home just to eat dinner? Why don't you grab something by your work?" He said, "I'm not coming all the way home just to eat dinner. I'm coming all the way home to eat with you, with my family." Mom said, "Darling, you get so tired. We can get by even if you work just one job." And Dad said, looking at me, "I want Riley to go to a good college, so I'm working one job for the whole family and the other one just for my daughter." When we heard him say that, both my mother and I were so moved. The following day, there was a math exam. Gianna came up to me. Her eyes were so puffy because she'd pulled an all-nighter. I felt sorry when I saw her like that. "Your grades are already so good. Why are you pushing yourself so hard?" I asked. Gianna smiled. "I decided to become the valedictorian," she said. "Girl, I can't believe how driven you are. If that happens, you'll have to write a speech and all that. Do you want to do all that?" Gianna was excited. "That's exactly why I want to be the valedictorian. Imagine, I'm making an inspiring speech and thanking my dad, and he is unable to hold back his tears and starts crying. Wouldn't that be amazing?" she said. I could see why Gianna would want to do that. Her parents got divorced when she was a baby. Unfortunately, her mom left Gianna and disappeared. No one knows where she is now. She hated her mom for leaving her. Her dad was her everything. She wanted to make her father proud by graduating as valedictorian and dedicating her speech to him. Since I knew she was capable of doing anything she wanted to, I was sure she would do it. After the exam, Gianna said, "This week was really intense. Let's have a slumber party at my place. I'll invite some friends from my old school, too." "That would be so cool. We can have some fun," I replied. When I went to Gianna's on Saturday, I saw that she'd invited two other friends. I'd never met them before. Like we did at every slumber party, we were chatting over milk and cookies before we went to bed. Gianna looked at me and said, "Riley, I know this might upset you, but I want to ask Jasmine and Melissa about this for your sake." I wasn't sure what Gianna was talking about. She turned to the other girls. "Imagine you wake up tomorrow morning and your dad says, 'We've lost all our money. We're moving to a tiny apartment with used furniture.' Would you tell your dad, 'Dear Daddy, that's awesome news. Let's move.' Or would you confront your dad about it?" I was baffled. Why had Gianna brought this up? And why would I talk about my private life with people whom I just met? Before the girls could say anything, I said, "Gianna, you're out of line. Why does this bother you so much?" She said, "Because you need to accept that I'm right. It makes me sad to see you living poor. Your dad's responsible for it, but you can't see it. And you're still protecting him." I jumped up. "Gianna, can you call me a cab? I want to go home," I said. Condescendingly, Gianna said, "Sure, I'll call you a cab, but do you have the money to pay for it?" So I got up and left. Our friendship with Gianna ended that night. Even though I was so sad, there was nothing I could do. She was the one who pushed it this far. After that, we stopped talking. There was a ton of stuff to do for school anyway. We were both studying a lot. As I'd expected, Gianna graduated as valedictorian. We weren't friends anymore, but I was still happy for her. And I was curious about her graduation speech as well. Finally, graduation day had arrived. The ceremony was held in the soccer field at school. We, the students, were on one side, in our caps and gowns. The families were sitting separately. There was a stage and a podium. First, our principal spoke, and then some teachers. Then it was time for the valedictorian address. Gianna's name was announced. She was very distracted as she was receiving her prize. She was looking around all the time, and she did not look happy at all. Gianna went up to the podium to give her address. She was reading the speech she prepared. Just as I had guessed, she started out by mentioning her dad in the first sentence. She said she loved him so much and that she owed all of her success to him. But for some reason, she wasn't passionate at all. It seemed like she just wanted to finish the speech and get off the podium. Suddenly, she stopped talking and tears came pouring out of her eyes. When she started talking again, she wasn't reading from her cards anymore. "I wrote the speech months ago, but I don't want to go on because my father, to whom I dedicated this address, is not here right now. Do you know why? He has an important meeting at work. I told him that today was really important and that he should come no matter what. And he said, 'I'll come to your college graduation. High school is not that important.' When I insisted, he said, 'You don't know it, but this is how money is made. I have to attend this meeting. Don't make a big deal out of this. I will get you an expensive graduation present. But the only graduation present I want is my dad. And he doesn't realize that. In fact, he never has. My dad always thought the presents he got me were enough.'" Gianna stormed off the podium after she said this. We were all shocked. I couldn't just sit there, so I went after her. I found her sitting under a tree and crying. I sat down next to her. She looked up. When she saw me, she gave me a hug and began sobbing even harder. "Riley, I was so jealous of your relationship with your father. That's why I wanted you to blame your father, because I was so jealous of how much he loved you and cared for his family. I'm a bad person. I tried to destroy your relationship with your dad." Hearing this from her shocked me, but I still understood her. Gianna was someone who never got any love from either of her parents. That's why it was normal that she was jealous of me. Maybe if I were in her shoes, I would feel the same way. I hugged her. Yes, she had tried to hurt me, but she didn't succeed.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.